My Corona.
Oh, no.
Paul, what do you know about the hit My Sharona?
Not very much.
The band wrote it in like literally 20 minutes. And the lady the song is about, she is now a real estate agent and has her own real estate practice in California.
That's awesome.
And she has the website, mysharona.com.
As she should.
I'm pumped about this podcast. It's going to be great. We have some great music for you.
Oh, yes. We're so excited. We're going to start out the show this week with Artemis.
Here on Hometown Sounds.
They want to lose control deep down in your soul. They want you to lose control deep down in your soul. You know, T minus one, wait, going in space, look on your face, going in space, cause we're back on the astro blocks, yeah. We're back on the astro blocks. Back on the astro blocks, yeah. We're back on the astro blocks. Astronauts with the quick calls, mixed air supply with cement dolls. Too busy strapping on alien stompers. On this planet, can't be an imposter. True, bust the hate, yo, soon later. Pitch moon rocks down at the moon breakers. Space heaven, help it now. Jetpack on, helmet down. You can tell it's wild, wow. Meteors just follow, man. See an escort, twitchy ass hologram. Robocop seem tired. Starbucks refueled and they rewired. Good. Blob screeching shaped like mucus. Can't be a pamphlet, same for mutants. Why? Recruit Starfire, craving students. Okay. In the space coat, make them useless. T minus one, wait. Going in space. Look on your face. Going in space, cause we're back on the astro blocks, yeah. We're back on the astro blocks. Back on the astro blocks, yeah. We're back on the astro blocks. The old game while I duck on all lasers. Scratch the cereal with the intro all phasers. Look at all asses, Jordy LaForge glasses. Left and learn the code S, one of core classes. The takedown, sing down, why is the sun? Look and say AI, it's not Iris, son.
Not at all.
Viger, microchip, libidos. Make a sex spot, scream more than 1-0. One-eyed octopus, human traits. Scream through the bullhorn, a doom awaits. Protest with the space challenge. Make peace with the gangs and shake talent. Better humans, not in comic books. No mixed breed. Who have the honest looks?
True.
Minds baffled by time capsules. And now, when us to do illegal time travel. T minus one, wait. Going in space. Look on your face. Going in space, cause we're back on the astro blocks, yeah. We're back on the astro blocks. Back on the astro blocks, yeah. We're back on the astro blocks. They want to lose control.
Welcome back to Hometown Sounds. We show you how DC doesn't get coronavirus. I'm Tony Parecco.
Oh, I hope we don't.
Come on, I'm keeping it positive here.
That's right.
Who are you?
I'm Paul Vodra.
Yeah, you are.
And that song was called Astro Blocks.
And it slapped.
Oh my gosh. This is by Artemis. The new album is also called Astro Blocks, with Artemis on rhymes and Height Keech of Baltimore on production. It is $10 on Bandcamp. This was released through Keech's record label, which is called Cold Rhymes Records.
Artemis, he's in a lot of groups. He's got a group called Strangers That Click that just dropped their EP. He's in another new group called Cabal Core that features Prowess the Testament, RNL, and Artward Assis. Plus, I hear the Lucky So-and-Sos aren't dead yet, and that is so much hustle from a guy who does nothing but hustle.
Oh, yeah. I ran into him at the Time Is Fire album release show.
Always the best time running into Artemis.
Oh, I love it.
Because
he
just kind of blows up when he sees you. It's great.
I found this quote about the release of this new album. They say, this time around, we're going to forego the whole process of releasing singles and putting up pre-orders, and we're just going to drop the album all at once as if we're Beyonce. And I hope that it worked out just as well for them as it did for Bay.
So sometimes Paul and I like to just make note of intriguing song titles, and on Astro Blocks, there is a track called Depressing Disco Dance that I can't wait to check out that I haven't yet.
Yep.
But like, I can't wait to see what kind of business is going on there. That sounds fun.
We have featured Artemis on the podcast many, many times, of course. The last time was in July of 2019 with his track, You Just Had to Call the Cops, from the Stuck in Limbo EP.
Which I inflected as, you just had to call the cops.
There is quite a lot of music in Artemis's Bandcamp discography, so we recommend you dig deep.
Okay, Paul, let's just get into it. Let's just get the coronavirus stuff out of the way.
Yeah.
Let's share our respective experiences. What's going on?
Well, okay, so we're recording this on Tuesday the 10th, and I haven't really had much happen yet. I went to shows all this past weekend and washed hands.
What shows?
So Friday night, I saw friend of the podcast, Mr. Johnny Grave, play at Seven Drum City, which I had not been to before, along with Flowerbomb and Zoe Ravenwood. It was a fun little show. Had a great old time. Saturday night, I saw some Pogues.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
How was?
It was amazing. They were backed by the Lost Bayou Ramblers, who are from New Orleans. And it was Spider Stacy, who was the vocalist that sort of took over after Shane McGowan was kicked out because he was really drunk. And Kate O'Riordan, who was the original bass player, who went on to marry Elvis Costello, randomly. And
I love all of those Pogues trivia.
I have a lot of Pogues trivia.
Inside baseball.
So that was a fabulous show. And Sunday, I went to the Third Coast Percussion concert.
Oh, that's right.
Yep, the second one in a couple weeks. They played at the WoCo Fest, and they played nothing but pieces composed by women, a number of whom were in the audience, which was really, really neat.
That's neat.
Yeah, so that was fantastic. So, you know, we did all that stuff, and it seems like now, though, the hype is building up even more, and I'm wondering, you know, some people are being told to work remote. Washington Post, I think, just happened. It hasn't happened at my job yet. I think it has not happened at your job yet. But I feel like it's coming. I think by later this week, I'll be working from home.
Paul, when I got here, you tried to hug me.
It was instinct. No, I don't know.
That's okay. That's touching.
Well, there you go. I'm a hugger.
No, I love it. I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
It's not what I expected from you. I thought just cause like, I mean, you're Spock.
Yeah, well,
come on. You were Spock. You were Spock in the musical, in Star Trek, the musical.
I was emotionless Spock.
Now I sound like the heartless bastard. No, okay, like I was trying to do what I thought Paul would want me to do.
Right. Right. And so we bumped elbows.
Am I a jerk?
No. We bumped elbows and it was good.
Yeah.
That's what you're supposed to do nowadays.
I guess my hot take on coronavirus is it's a good excuse to sing Row, Row, Row Your Boat a bunch. And that's always a good time for me.
Yeah, I did see that there is an online generator. There's a graphic of hand washing, and there are some lyrics for like happy birthday or something.
Happy birthday's been the big one. Yeah. I just wanted to make things more fun with Row, Row, Row Your Boat.
So somebody made a generator that'll put a bunch of different lyrics underneath the hand washing icons. So, you know, there's, you know, I take one because you left me, and two for my family. So
that's very good.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them. I saw Travis Morrison of the Dismemberment Plan post somebody that had memed his lyrics in that as well. So, yeah, it's everywhere.
So, all right, me and coronavirus, I've really done nothing for the last, like, five-ish days but stay home and watch The Outsider on HBO.
Okay.
Actually, I will return to The Outsider in a moment, but I just want to share some more coronavirus experiences. Okay, so I work for like the big HR profession association, and we did a webcast today for literally like 40,000 people.
Wow.
Because all the HR people are like, what do we do?
Right.
So that's been kind of crazy to kind of be there for. Let's see. What else is going on with coronavirus? Oh, my dad was on the metro, and okay, I don't remember what he said. And he said he either coughed or cleared his throat, and he said everyone just tensed up.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. And just more fun facts about The Outsider. I'm loving this show. Gosh, the main cop dude, he's just really lovable for this conflict between rationality and trying to accept the supernatural. It's fun. But here's the big question I have for you and me and other folks who like music and want to go see music, most specifically DC music.
Right.
Should we stop going to shows?
I know. I'm thinking about it hard.
I have tickets to Light Beams and Hammered Hulls on Thursday.
Yep. That show is happening on Thursday as we speak. Hopefully it'll happen on the evening, I guess. I write a column called Don't Stay Home, which is now very poorly named. So, yeah, and the 9:30 Club sent out an email today that said everything is still happening, but stay tuned. I feel like that's what I'm seeing on social media is basically not canceled yet, but it might happen. And now I'm seeing stuff about, you know, any gathering greater than 100 people should be not happening. And that's, you know, that's not the Seven Drum City show that I saw, but that's all the other shows. Certainly shows at Black Cat, 9:30 Club. So, I don't know.
Are you at this point not going to go to that show?
I think I probably would go. I think I'll probably go.
Should I go?
No, you should not go. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I just don't know. It feels like this is accelerating. And, you know, probably by the time we release this, things will be totally different. So, I don't know. I mean, should I keep recommending shows for people to go to? I don't know. I feel like maybe that's irresponsible. But the people are putting on the shows, and I certainly, if they're putting on a show, I want as many people to show up as possible, as long as they're healthy and you know, paying customers to encourage the DC music scene. But I don't know. Maybe it's time to pause it. I mean, South by Southwest is canceled.
Yeah, that was crazy to hear.
I know. And I think I saw today they had to lay off a third of their staff because of it. I mean, this is going to have rolling repercussions of the lack of economic activity that happens with all these meetings and conferences and concerts and everything. It's going to really have a really big impact.
Man.
I know. So anyway.
It's crazy out there.
Yeah. We're glad you're here with us in a coronavirus-free podcast environment.
Yeah. Dropless, don't go through the microphones, people.
You're totally safe. So let's hear some more music. Who do we have next, Tony?
Modern Trap.
Oh, yeah.
The secret that you couldn't keep.
in scoping the tracks for this week's show, we went through a lot of really choice indie rock, but this track from Modern Trap, Irish Goodbye, stood out to me as a super awesome highlight. I loved everything about it. Paul, what did we kind of settle on? That it kind of sounds like Elliott Smith singing an old Flaming Lips song.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Modern Trap is Matt Fusiak and Danny Piccola. They make harmonic, moody indie sounds with influences ranging from Surf Curse to Cro-Mags, who are neither bands I've actually listened to. That makes me sound great. But their songs are about being completely exasperated. It's really, really awesome. So Modern Trap doesn't have a social media presence like a Facebook, but Matt Fusiak has a very fun Facebook presence, and he held up a piece of gear, and it's a distortion pedal, and the pedal is called Hawaiian Pizza.
Yep,
I thought that was good.
So this song, this single track, costs $4 on Modern Trap's Bandcamp, and they have a few other songs that also cost $4, which I think is it's a bold move. That's all I have to say about that.
So one more fun piece from Matt Fusiak's Facebook. On January 2nd, Matt posted a link to a track on his SoundCloud page called Straight Out of Mario Kart. And yes, it does sound like music from a level of Mario Kart. And let's hear 10 seconds of it now. Matt, you nailed it. But also, let's discuss the song's title briefly. Paul.
So I feel like we all kind of vaguely know what the term Irish Goodbye means, but I decided to look it up on Urban Dictionary.
And oh my God, did Urban Dictionary nail it? Paul, give it a read.
When someone makes an exit without advance notice or saying goodbye, thus avoiding any displays of emotion.
I mean, the one addition I might add is... thus avoiding the awkwardness of saying goodbye.
Yeah, sometimes that's what you want to do.
And I'll be real. I have Irish goodbye.
Oh, I mean, there's certain parties where it's, you know, required. Because otherwise you'd have to say goodbye to everybody and it would take like half an hour. Otherwise you could just leave.
Okay, so earlier, I think I sounded like the heartless jerk. I'm not saying you do, but I feel like we're evening each other out here a little bit.
Yeah, sometimes I like to stay at the party long enough that I can just say goodbye to a few people and then it'll be okay to leave and not have to make the Irish goodbye. That's my usual strategy.
So we have discussed everything thoroughly happening with Modern Trap. So we're going to keep the show going. Paul, who is next?
Next up, Mr. Sean Barna.
Stand down your princes, post all your prices, paint your lips red, and let's get to the choices. Sure, boys will be boys with their glamour and poise. We came for the party, but we stayed for the noises. Don't need reasons, just East End Junk dancing. Soft to the touch, baby, just take your time. It's not medicine, just juniper permission. My Margaret Thatcher of the Lower East Side. The mist of the morning, this town is a warning. You're shaking your tits while the world is burning. Won't you come with me? Won't you come for me? Come be a bitch with me in New York City. Don't need reasons, just East End Junk dancing. Salt to the touch, baby, just take your time. It's not medicine, just juniper permission. My Margaret Thatcher of the Lower East Side. Keeping her counsel with the queens in the corner. She talks, but the boys, they never warn her. Keeps them wanting, but wanting is needing. Down comes the curtain, it's gorgeous, but we're leaving. Don't need reasons, just East End Junk dancing. Soft to the touch, baby, just take your time. It's not medicine, just juniper permission. My Margaret Thatcher of the Lower East Side. Touch me.
That was new music from Mr. Sean Barna.
And what music it is.
The song was called Eastern Junk Dancing.
It came out on February 25th. The track also features DC music notables Tommy Sherrod of Lotion Princess and Andrew Grossman of the North Country.
We last featured Sean Barna on the podcast back in 2018 with a song called Routines, which was from his EP called Sissy, which really put him on the map. Yeah, on a lot of people's radars.
Yeah, and gosh, so like it just warms my heart every day that Sean Barna is both here and still making music and like working so hard and just doing a great job of it all.
Yeah, he had quite a health scare and it was in the hospital for quite a while. And we are so happy to see him. I actually saw him at that Johnny Grave show I mentioned and got to say hello, which was really nice. The next chance you have to see Mr. Barna is on March 27th at the Brentwood Arts Exchange in Hyattsville, Maryland.
Also, look for Sean joining Run Come See in their monthly residency at the Public Option on Saturday, May 2nd.
Those shows are amazing, too, by the way. Highly recommend going to all of them.
Actually, could you blurb the Run Come See series a little bit?
So they are putting on these shows in the place that they rehearse, which is a bar called the Public Option, which is, of course, you know, very lefty, and they brew their own beer. What's nice is that the bar is downstairs and the space is upstairs, and there are a bunch of just folding chairs that everybody sets up so that everybody's sitting down. The people that want to go to the bar are down on another floor, and it's very quiet, and the sound is amazing, and the vibe is really great. Basically, they have invited 12 of their friends to join them one a month to record a song, make a video, play a show, put out the video a few days later.
Nose to tail.
And then at the end of it, they're going to make a 12-song album out of all the songs that they've recorded with their friends. So there you go.
That's hella tight.
Yeah, amazing.
Cool.
So Barna's new EP, which is going to be called Margaret Thatcher of the Lower East Side, is coming out on May 29th of this year.
And we found the following bit of narrative from Sean Barna's website discussing the song. And it goes something like this. For me, the phrase Eastern Junk Dancing came to loosely refer to the crazy existence of scraping together whatever money you can, by bartending or whatever, to gallivant up and down the East Coast in a tour van and play for sometimes non-existent crowds. Those of us who do this, I believe, are seekers, hoping for a few unforgettable evenings and maybe trying to learn something about ourselves. Then I look at my life, defined almost entirely by the anxiety of trying to make a life in music, navigating the constant challenges to my ego and my already fragile mental health. Then, as a songwriter, an observer really, this feeling is compounded by the social anxiety of my peer group of weirdos, queers, and artists living in an increasingly hostile, hateful America. Through art, music, performance, and substance abuse, they stand their ground. Even evil people like Margaret Thatcher realized that you needed to be a steely bitch to survive in this world. And a little bit of gin might make the trouble go down a little easier.
There you go. That might help you to interpret the song, some of the lyrics in the song, which are available on the Bandcamp page.
And I think the business about juniper is like, that's like the main thing in gin, right?
That is correct.
Hate the stuff. Anyway.
I enjoy it.
Anyway, let's keep the show going.
Next up is Flo Petite.
Girl is, but I don't mind having her around.
song was called Blue by Flo Petite.
The new single, that new single from Flo Petite, came out on February 28th. Buy it now on her Bandcamp page. My hot take was kind of Fiona Apple, kind of garbage at the same time, and I like it.
That's the band garbage. Not actual garbage.
Thank you for... No, I mean, like the Shirley Manson business.
Yeah, I'm sure people understood that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We last featured Flo Petite on the podcast in January of 2019 with a track called Stiff Little Fingers, which was some very fun lo-fi with, if I recall correctly, percussion that featured kind of whatever was lying around.
Nice. She is from Hagerstown, Maryland. So we are stretching the boundaries a little bit, but that's what we do.
In an interview with the blog girlsplain.com, she had this to say about the song. This song was inspired by one of my exes telling me that dating me felt like dating the color blue. People leave pieces of themselves in our lives once they are no longer a part of the daily routine, and for a while we look for those pieces. Blue is being the after when you're left alone with your thoughts and coming to terms with the new you. She is also currently wrapping up an 8-city tour, which is entitled The Naked and Blue Tour. Congrats, Flo.
Right on. Dig it. Now let's hear some more music. Next up on the podcast is Hailu Mergia.
Thank you.
That song by Hailu Mergia was called Abichu Nega Nega. This is a lot to cover here, so let's get into it.
Strap in, y'all.
Hailu Mergia is a master accordionist and veteran bandleader, arranger, and keyboardist originally from Ethiopia. This song comes from Mergia's new six-song album, which is called Yene Mercha. It comes out March 27th, and you can pre-order it now on all of the formats, CD, tape, vinyl, and digital on Bandcamp. The song we picked is Abichu Nega Nega, a traditional song which translates to How Are You, Abichu? It is a tribute to Abichu, who was the hero of the war between Ethiopia and Italy, which I did not realize was one of the colonizers of Italy, and they had a lot of troubles between like 1880s and World War II, bunch of conflicts. But the music there was fantastic. It was kind of a jazzy, kind of Afrobeat, funk, really cool stuff. He has made over a dozen albums since the early 70s, and last year's album Lalu Belu was his first in over 15 years. He emigrated from Ethiopia and built a life in Washington, D.C. around 1981, where he worked as an airport taxi driver until recently. His career followed a humble trajectory. He made a few recordings in America and kept making music on his own and with friends, but after the early 80s, his gigs in the U.S. mostly dried up. He recently charted a new path following a series of reissues of his classic works via Awesome Tapes from Africa. He has crisscrossed Europe a dozen times in the years since, playing all over North America, including Radio City Music Hall and the Montreal Jazz Festival. He says this about his music: you can do anything with Ethiopian music. It shouldn't be only this sound or that sound. That's why I called this album My Choice. This is the sound I choose. He has a process for his creative flow. I was thinking about the trio recording first, which took 2 days. I knew I would have more ideas about where to go from there. First, we did acoustic, piano, bass, and drums. No keys, nothing. I listened, then I got more ideas about what to change and where I could add sounds. We built the sound piece by piece. There are a variety of things going on there. I always only think of the current day's recording when I arrive at the studio. So lots to dig into there. We hope you really enjoyed that. And now we must tell you that this almost brings you to the end of the Hometown Sounds podcast. So please follow us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. It's at Hometown Sounds. We got a website. It's hometownsoundsdc.com. We got show picks for when that becomes a thing again. We got music videos. And you know what else we got up there? We got our Kennedy Center Millennium Stage shows. The Kennedy Center's Millennium Stage broadcasts all of their shows live at 6 p.m. and then archives them all on YouTube. So if you are quarantining, if you are hiding out from what's happening and you want to experience some live music, well, if you want to see it live, Kennedy Center's got it for you every day at 6. If you want to go through the archives, we have a page on our website that has all of those shows that Tony and I got to host there. And you know what? I bet you haven't seen all of them. So go check them all out. If you want some more music, if you want some more of that in your life, we have an email address. It's dj@hometownsoundsdc.com.
Keep sending us your music, and thank you for doing so.
Oh, yes. But really, of course, the important thing is to support the musicians that you've heard on this podcast by buying their music.
And seeing them play live.
Hopefully. We have one last track for you on this episode. This is The Escape Artist with a song called Solaris. I found three little random quotes scattered throughout their presence here.
To me, this is just a space or sci-fi word.
Yeah. So the
Don't know what it means. That's all I'm trying to say.
The first one is soft, wet crystals full of light. Then we have tunnels of light flowing through astral planes. And finally, tiny little bioluminescent creatures floating endlessly in the deep abyss. That's what the Escape Artist wants you to vibe with as you listen to their new EP.
And vibe you will, because this song's cool.
The new EP is called Wild Bright. It comes out this Friday, March 15th. You can pre-order it now on Bandcamp. Their EP release show is also on Friday, March 15th at the Pie Shop with DC's Collider and two bands from New Jersey, Stay and Regrown.
Hell yeah, Collider.
Yeah. The Escape Artist was originally formed in 2008 by drummer Chad Richmond and guitarist Fred Ashworth. After a lot of personnel changes, the band now features Wanda Perkins of Mallrat and The Mirror on vocals, Jeff Orentz, also of The Mirror and Mallrat, on bass, and Ross Kerr, formerly of True Womanhood, on guitar. We hope you enjoy this. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Thank you, Tony.
Thank you, Paul.
And we will see you all next time.